الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله العظيم. We just heard the great virtues of Surah Yasin, and each one ask of ourselves, are we reading it daily? It's not the first time we have heard all these virtues. And daily means daily, not that we think we are reading it daily. We read it now and then we think we are reading it daily. I say this because many times when we are on safar and very close, satis who are close, they are with, and I notice the reading doesn't take place by most of the satis. So others are on their own. We should all consider that, are we really reading Surah Yasin every day and preferably in the morning? And the other thing is, we also must have heard many times, like we have heard now, the virtues of knowing it off by heart. And what could be a greater virtue that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, it's my heart's desire. It must be in every ummati's heart. So ask ourselves that have we learned Surah Yasin off by heart? If we do read it every day, then it will be just like almost we know it off by heart. Just with a little effort, we can put it together and we'll know it off by heart. But ask ourselves, everyone, and then we can measure ourselves, how much are we responding? How much are we listening? What is called listening? Not through one ear and out of the other ear, but what is called listening, then we'll see how much. Like that, we like to prize ourselves that we are very good and we are very close and we are so long in the khanqah, etc. We are worried of our islah, but we can just measure ourselves on these things, that how much are we doing this. May Allah really give us tawfiq and make us amongst those who Allah says sami'na wa ata'na, those who listen and obey. وَالَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ, those who listen to the word and then they follow the good of it. They listen and they take the betterment of it. May Allah give us all tawfiq, that all the things that we are listening to, and if we are today 40, 50 years and we still haven't learned of Surah Yasin, we are not reading it every morning, then it's a big deficiency on our side. And how great are the virtues? And these are some of the virtues which Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned here. Anyway, we were busy with our subject on dhikr, and really we had to carry on with those ash'ar and complete them, but the time is really running out and there are many more things to be said also. So one dhikr, as we had mentioned, is what we do collectively. And these ash'ar are read when we do collective zikr. Then, as we said, make zikr individually on our own also. Even if we make half in the masjid with our satis, and make half on our own, because that is also very important, and those benefits are different. One which we tried and explained yesterday, when we make zikr on our own, in our heart, Allah remembers us in His heart. What can be greater that Allah is remembering us in His heart? If we make zikr in a gathering, Allah is boasting about us. Who are we? What was filled with so much dirt in front of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam and the Malaikatul Muqarrabin. Allah is boasting about us. What great virtues are there? So we should try and do both types of zikr. So with regard to making our own dhikr, the beginning will be all the same. Then there won't be ash'ar. When we make on our own dhikr, don't read the ash'ar. When we make in a gathering, read the ash'ar. On our own, more muraqabah, the things that we must meditate and ponder about. So the beginning will be the same. And then when we start with la ilaha illallah, at the beginning, just one meditation. If we note it down, it will be good, because we won't just remember it like that. Otherwise, try and acquire, and this is not yet recorded in a kitab form either. And otherwise, get the CD and listen to it and note it from there. But it's very important, we won't just remember like that. So the first one, the first that when we start with our La ilaha illallah, meditate, it comes in the hadith, أَفْضَلُ الذِّكَرْ La ilaha illallah. The best of all zikrs is La ilaha illallah. After the zikr of Quran Sharif, the best zikr. So just think, Allah has blessed me. And also it comes in the hadith that this zikr of La ilaha illallah was very difficult. It was like a tongue twister for the ummats of before. For this ummat, Allah made it easy. We just read it. You see many times a revert, when you turn him to read La ilaha illallah, he finds difficulty, lot difficulty. He can't read it properly. And he'll read it still very wrongly at the beginning. Allah made it for this ummat easy, that it flows just like water on the tongue. We don't really appreciate what a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Then it comes in the hadith that by La ilaha illallah, all sins are forgiven. So yeah, we are going to be reading 50 times, 100 times, our sins are going to be forgiven. So what a great dhikr Allah has given us, and we think, Ya Allah, you chose me for your dhikr. And remember also that who Allah loves, that person finds in his heart, the love of Allah Ta'ala. And it comes in the hadith, a sign of the love of Allah Ta'ala is the dhikr of Allah. Those people who make dhikr, who enjoy making dhikr, if somebody else is making, they're enjoying it, it's a sign of Allah's love. And in the Quran Sharif, it comes that, what's it, in Surah Kahf, that those who don't follow those who don't make dhikr. What? وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا. Allah says, don't follow those people who we have made their hearts unmindful of our zikr. Who don't get tawfiq of making the zikr of Allah, don't follow such people. Those who make the zikr of Allah, وَلَا تَطِعْ what's it? No, that same ayat. Gee, those people are following their nafsani khayshat. Those who are not making the zikr of Allah, and many times we say we're going to make zikr now, somebody gets up and goes away. If he has to go toilet, it's a different thing, some emergency. But otherwise, Allah picked him up and took him away. That he wasn't meant for the zikr of Allah. Those are very fortunate who get daily the tawfiq on their own in a gathering, and they make the zikr of Allah. They should make lot of shukr to Allah. It's a sign of Allah's love for those people. And a person who dislikes the zikr of Allah, it's a sign of his dislike for Allah. Because it's natural. What is zikr? The name of Allah. If a person doesn't like to take the name of Allah, it shows he doesn't like Allah Ta'ala. If a person, na'uzubillah, thinks zikr is waste of time, he is very, very, very far from Allah Ta'ala. Zikr, if a person has got love of Allah, who you love, you just take your beloved's name. It's natural that you just, Hazrat Mu'adh Thanwi rahmatullah has explained, there is one masala in tasawwuf, though we don't have to delve on it, but just the lesson I want to try and take out, of tasawwur as shaykh, to think of your shaykh, which enhances a person greatly in his path of suluk towards Allah Ta'ala. But then some people say that must you make the tasawwur think of your shaykh, you must think of Allah, not your shaykh. So they say it's shirk, it's all a big discussion. Anyway, Maulana Thanwi rahmatullah alayhi gives the answer so easily. He says there is no question of whether it's jais or najais, whether it is shirk or not, because by nature, who you love, you think of that person. And then that masala doesn't even come. This is when you're forcing yourself to think. And beginning stages have to be like that. One person went to a sheikh in order to make his islah. So the sheikh saw his condition. So he asked him, what do you love the most? So in India, commonly, the main thing, that is why the Hindus even worship the cow. Because they believe that is their life. It gives them milk, everything from that point of view. And the greatest asset for the people in the villages is a buffalo, a cow. If us it's a cow, a buffalo. So he say, my buffalo, it's my life. It gives me my sustenance, my family I look after. So for 6 months, he made the tasawwur of the buffalo. Just think of the buffalo. And put the love of the buffalo in your heart. When he learned to, because it was easy, the buffalo, he loves it. But still, it wasn't that love which the Shaykh wanted. Love is one thing, and what you love is another. So that level of love he wanted to develop. When he developed that level of love, then the Shaykh turned it to Allah Ta'ala. So today we don't really, many of us, we don't love also. We live for material things. Wife, we just living with her also. And we use her in many cases. We don't love her. Even our children, we use our children. As long as they're making money for us, we like them. The day they don't make money, they don't. One woman told, she's quite ill, she's still living. She told the family that we only good. In Gujarati, she said, we only good as long as we can cook and we run the house. When we can't do that, now she's ill, poor lady, she can't do anything. She knows what treatment she's getting from her own husband also. So we only using, we don't know what is love. Love is something else. Love, and many of us, we think lust is love. Many wives complain, my husband only uses me. When he has got his sexual urge to satisfy desire, then he's so sweet and so good to me. But the minute that is done, then he becomes again so terrible. Hey? And of the adab, when a person is satisfied with himself, with his wife, he must not just turn around and sleep. Still he must talk to her, play with her. But then how many men, we just have got nothing to do with them. So we don't know what is love also. So first love has to be kindled. And dhikrullah will kindle this love for Allah. And it will take, if we haven't got love, then it will take us a long time in order to develop this love. As I explained yesterday, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, Hindu Banya, he hasn't got love in him more. They got love for money. That even if a pretty woman comes, he doesn't look at her. He wants money. He looks at his money all the time. And when that Hindu was dying, he told his secretary, treasurer, work out what will cost more. To feed the people when I die or to treatment. So they only worried of that. Very sadly, that is in us also to quite a great extent. Just love for money, for material things. We live for money. And also, what came yesterday in Maud Kiyad is very, very important, that our object must be deen. And dunya must be, we see to it as a necessity. But today, many of us, we have made one famous family of our country, very big business people and very dindar also. Clearly they used to say, those days when we were more associated with them, that we are sent in this world for business. That we are business, we have to do business, that is why we are sent. Whereas we are sent for deen, for Allah Ta'ala. And more than deen, the love of Allah. And the seriousness of this matter is, that what we have cherished in our lives, at the time of maut, that is going to come in front of us. If our business, that was our object. Like we heard that person at the time of maut, he's saying 10 rupees, 11 rupees, 12 rupees. So all the time he's just saying that, that comes out what is inside. Al-ina yatarasho bima fih. A utensil only throws out what is inside. So what will be inside? Today we're not selling things and shouting. One qissa in that kitab also comes at a person at the time of maut, he was saying, do ane ke amrud, selling his guavas, and two anas he's selling. So today that type of business we don't do, but we're sitting with the reps all the time. We are now we are making deals with them, so much discount, 5%, 10%, 5%, 10. Mustn't happen at the time of maut, 5%, 10% come out. Instead of what call it kalima, instead of the love of Allah, these material things. So, and if we make deen our object, namazes will be easy, we won't be a problem. To our zakat won't be a question at all. And lillah, we're doing it for deen. To take out big amounts of lillah will be easy. But now somehow we manage to take out some lillah. Zakat we take out, we know it's for us, we have to take it out. So deen must be the object. So anyway, so Allah is with that a person when he starts his zikr, that Allah has blessed me with afzalu zikr, the greatest zikr, la ilaha illallah. And with love, and we should say it, that our sins are being forgiven, that those who love zikr, Allah loves them. It's a sign of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Allah has put me in that. So about 3-4 times of our La ilaha illallah, just think like that. What a kalima Allah has given me. After that, meditate, make this muraqabah as we are making zikr, that La ilaha illallah, laysa laha hijab dun Allah. That La ilaha illallah hardly comes out from your tongue. It's gone straight to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. One beautiful poem, Nazar wo hai, jo is kaun o makan ko paar ho jave. Lekin jab wo rukhe taaba par pare, bekar ho jave. That is what is nazar. This kalima has got that power. Nothing can block it. Laysa laha hijab. Nothing can block it. Not our gunas, not the skies. Nothing can block it. It goes straight to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And then make this muraqabah. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum has taught us that now from Allah, as soon as your kalima has made, must touched the arsh of Allah, now a column of nur comes directly, it's focused on me now. And moreover, on my heart. Now I've made connection with the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. In that case, really, a person is not in this world. One time, Hazrat Maulana Shah Muhammad Ahmed Sahib Pratapgari Rahmatullah Ali was making bayan in Hardoi. Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahib was sitting, and then Maulana Siddiq Ahmed Sahib Bandwi and Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib, they were sitting near him, and he was making bayan. During the course of the bayan, he kept quiet for a while. Mufti Sahib, Mufti Mahmood Sahib Gangohi, Faqih-e-Ummat, Mufti of India, Mufti of Deoband, he looked at Maulana little bit, then he told Maulana Siddiq Sahib in his ears, Maulana is waqt hamari saath nahi hai. Maulana is not with us, he's gone somewhere else. Hazrat Nabiye Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to make tahajjud, after tahajjud, before going for fajr, he should just lie down a little bit, not sleep, and talk and make talk little bit with Hazrat Aisha, and he should say, Kallimni ya Humaira. Oh Aisha, speak to me. In other words, like the aeroplane, when it's going to come down now, landing, it is flying very high. Then we hear the announcements, in about half we have started our descent now. Then after that now, all the cabin crew, take up your positions, 10 minutes to landing. Must get ready for landing now. So if, when a person now is in zikr, he's gone away from here. Then when he comes down again, so there's this, now that nur of Allah's arsh is directly focused. And this is like a, what do you call this, where things flow through a pipe. Conduit pipe. Now like of nur has come onto your heart, on your whole body, onto your heart now. It has come down. And now, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ. Now take from the arsh. The khazain of Allah, they are opening, they have opened up now. You opened it with La ilaha illallah. And as you are going to carry on, you have opened the treasures of Allah Ta'ala. And this is sabit from hadith. In the hadith it comes, Allahumma ftah aqfal qulubina bi dhikrik. Oh Allah, open the locks of our heart by with your zikr. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum Arif Billah Jazawumullah Khair explains that this La ilaha, that in this hadith it has comes that aqfal, that there are locks on the heart. So what does this prove? What does a person lock up? Where there is treasure, where there is wealth, where there is money, that he locks up. And ye isn't a lock, ye are locks. And Allah has put this lock. So what a big treasure there is in the heart. So these locks. So oh Allah, open the locks of our heart. And what is the key for those locks? Be dhikrik, the dhikr of Allah. So those who don't make zikr, they haven't opened the locks of the heart. The first zikr, la ilaha, when a child, kullu mawlud, yuladu alal fitra. Every child is born on Islam. Kalima is in the child, every child's heart. Muslim, non-Muslim. In a Muslim's house, they give adhan. That is zikr now. And that opens. Now that is taking out the kalima from the child is a Muslim. If he's in a Jew, Christian, any other house, Hindu, then they don't open that heart, the lock of the heart. So then he carries on with whatever else what they teach him. So that is the starting. And as a person carries on, tilawat, when a child learns Quran Sharif to read, Nazra, that his work is done. And if he becomes hafiz and qari and mufassir, what to say about that? And a person who reads Quran Sharif daily, makes zikr daily, what treasures. So that is the big storeroom. Like we order containers from overseas. We order from the big warehouses. And we put in our small storeroom. This is a small storeroom. That is a big storeroom. The khazain are there. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ. What in 14 Supara? وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُهُ. Allah says there is nothing but the khazain, all the treasure, all the khazain about Allah Ta'ala. And by zikr, a person who doesn't make zikr, where is he going to take that treasures? Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi Rahmatullah is one famous Hidayati Bayan. If we haven't got treasures and we are moving around, what are we going to give out? If we got something, then we'll be able to give it out. But if we don't make zikr, no tilawat, no zikr, what is in us? What are we going to do? It's just words then. It's nothing, no reality. So the zikr, you are taking the treasures from Allah. Now what treasures to take? Well, all the treasures are the greatest treasure, marifat of Allah Ta'ala. Now you make this muraqabah, Allah's marifat is coming in my heart. Muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. Ta'alluq with Allah. Ma'iyat. Duno, closeness to Allah Ta'ala. This word zikr, if we do it like this, as I told yesterday, wallah, without exaggeration, one majlis of zikr properly, from the earth you go to the skies. And you'll just keep on going up, but that is if we first of all make zikr, and we make zikr properly. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, in order to learn this, saath hamare raho, phir hum sikhayenge tumko. Let's stay with your sheikh, then you will be able to learn. We don't come, we don't take part only in bayan, that is not enough. Zikr is again different. Learn how to make the zikr. So all those treasures are coming. Then take from, now if they are pouring in your heart, and you can take what you want to. Now take from there. Take for the whole ummah. Take for our deen. Take for our dunya. Take for our akhirat. All the treasures of the day, you have opened the door. And whenever you are sitting for your zikr, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, then you will see that your whole day at your work, you can't get what you can get from the treasures of Allah in 15, 20 minutes. And this is a proof. The Sahaba, the awliya, they didn't work for dunya. Vast majority of Sahaba didn't work for dunya. But how much Allah gave them? Allah made them the rulers of the world. The whole east and west, Allah made them rulers. Allah gave them all the treasures. The awliya till today, that this is in them, and then what Allah Ta'ala is giving. So that muraqabah we must make. So make quite a few times, La ilaha illallah. Together with that, this that I'm taking from the treasures of. And wallah, when we will start doing it, we see the numbers of La ilaha illallah finished, but I still want to take more. I still want to take more. Then carry on to the next. The next is then, think of the great virtues of this zikr. For example, famous hadith, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah Ta'ala for some zikr by which I can remember you. Just like many people ask special wazifa, special zikr for me. Many people ask for nasihat. Bayan is just finished, make me some nasihat. Then what were we doing the whole bayan? But they still ask him for nasihat. But that is sunnat also. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala many times used to ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But nowadays what I say, the biggest nasihat is all the nasihats what you have heard, make amal on 1%. If you just make amal on 1%, that's the biggest nasihat. We want more, and like a student wants to acquire more and more knowledge, but he's not thinking of making amal. Just more, he wants to acquire knowledge of this, knowledge, a thirst for knowledge which is good. But when we're going to make amal? And one of the questions on the day of Qiyamah, what amal did you make on the ilm that you had? What we're going to answer, we're just acquiring knowledge. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked for a zikr. Allah Ta'ala said, O Musa, read La ilaha illallah. He said, Ya Allah, this everyone is reading. I want special. I'm your Kalimullah. I'm your special, your Barguzida Nabi. Allah Ta'ala said, O Musa, if you take the seven earths and the seven skies and everything and all who are in them, you put them on one pen of the scale and you put La ilaha illallah on the other pen, La ilaha illallah will outweigh all that. So if a person when making zikr, then he'll realize how valuable zikr is. And I got the opportunity of making the zikr of Allah. And I'm taking reading La ilaha illallah, which the other ummatis, which Allah told a Nabi like Musa alayhi salam, Ulul Azam, one of the greatest of the Anbiya alayhi salam. That him, Allah gave him this, and I've got the opportunity and reading it, then it won't be a burden to finish 100 times. And as we mentioned not long ago, Hazrat Ji Maulana Inamul Ahsan, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah, all our buzurgs of this time, when their training period of zikr was 120,000 times La ilaha illallah in one day, then they became what they became. And this is for a period. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masih Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali, he kept a tasbih till the end. Once your zikr, the purpose of it is done, then you'll make zikr, but now not as treatment, as just for virtue of it. The zikr at the beginning is a treatment. It's a medicine. It's a treatment that the reality of iman, the love of akhirat, the haqiqat of alam al-ghayb of akhirat must come, and you have to do that for a period. Whether you finish the course in 4 months, whether you finish it in a year, 2 years, once that is done, then you make zikr, then it's for ibadat. Normally all the ummah generally make zikr is for ibadat, not for cleansing the heart, not for islahi nafs, only for ibadat. Then you can. So people told Muhammadani Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat, you have passed all the stages, when already? What is your darja? You still keeping the tasbih? He says, I feel ashamed that the thing that brought me here, I must leave it today. That this zikr, this tasbih brought me where I am today. And whatever I've got is through the barakat of zikrullah. Now to give it up, I feel ashamed. So anyway, this is for a period. Do your zikr for a reasonable period, and then you'll feel yourself, the treasure has come in your heart. Then carry on still, but now for barakat, etc., for sawab, make zikr, but the treatment cause, now it will be over. So you make this zikr, that is La ilaha illallah, is more weightier than the seven earths, the seven skies, what and who are in them. La ilaha illallah is more weightier. What a kalima Allah has blessed me with. Then it comes in the hadith, man qala la ilaha illallah 70,000 times. A person who reads la ilaha illallah 70,000 times. Ghufira liman qal wa liman qil. The person who reads it 70,000 times, Allah makes him complete maghfirat. And for whom he reads it, for whom he passes that sawab, for that person also. Shaykh Muhyiddin Ibn al-Arabi rahmatullah alayh was a great shaykh in Spain. Spain was very advanced. Not we only think of the advancement of Spain for Muslims in dunya's terms. In deen also they were extremely advanced. So he was there, and one day he made da'wat, food, meals. He invited people. In them was a young boy also, with regard to whom it was famous that this boy gets kashf. Kashf means that Allah shows a person something which other people can't see. It's happening now somewhere else. It's going to happen. It happened in the past. Allah shows a person. It was famous, this boy, but many people, as in the name of tasawwuf, they are big frauds also. Many people, what things they can see, etc. Like I explained many times, one Mufti Jin from Bangladesh came to our country. And who big ulama going mad after him. Then one day, and he was standing all, he goes every day to Bangladesh, teaches Bukhari Sharif, he comes back again. So the people were very impressed. Then he came here to me and he told me he wants to go to UK to get his visa. He needs a letter, if I can give him a madrasa letter. So I told him, you go Bangladesh every day. What you need a letter from me to get a visa to go to UK? You travel the world, man, you carry on. So a lot of people, the too much frauds you get in this year also. So also when at one time I told our Hazrat that I wish to build a khanqa separately. Hazrat told me, never ever do that. Always keep the khanqa under the Darul Uloom. So that the knowledge of Darul Uloom, ilm, fiqh, controls the khanqa. Otherwise khanqa, very easily bid'at start from there. And a lot of wrong things. So it's under the control of the Darul Uloom. It will stay properly according to hadith, Quran and hadith, and according to fiqh and shariat. If it's on its own, and we see many khanqas, what things happen there. Then it is what our shaykh say, not a khanqa, it is a khamakha. And Hazrat says also that those places where no zikr takes place and no islah takes place, wo khamakha hai. That is not a khanqa. So the khanqa is wa ta'alluq ma'allah. So anyway, so the sheikh made da'wah, that boy, it was famous, he gets kash. While they were eating, that boy screamed and he cried. Sheikh asked him, what's wrong? Why you suddenly? He says, I see my mother is in the fire of Jahannam. Allah gave him kash. The sheikh had many quotas of 70,000 of la ilaha illallah. Immediately, without talking, nothing, no lip movement, nothing, he passed one quota to his mother. Next, he saw the boy smiling, laughing. He says, what's wrong now? Just now you were screaming. He says, I see my mother is in Jannat. The sheikh says from this, araftu, I understood that from this incident, the hadith is a sahih hadith. And from the hadith, I understood this boy's kash is sahih. He's not making stories. The other thing we understand, more than electronic transfer, this transfer is faster. That just the flick of your heart, sometimes you want to make an electronic transfer urgently, no connection, you're not getting in, you can't get onto the internet, or you're getting on, or your machine is frozen, it just doesn't want to, you want to bang it, you want to shoot it, you want to do what you want to, but it's frozen, doesn't want to do a thing. But this year, just with the flick of a thought, that got transferred. And not only transferred to her, she got transferred from azab to rahmat. From Jahannam to Jannat she got transferred. How? What is this transfer? So that kalima, if we read it 100 times a day, every 2 years we'll complete a quota of 70,000. Islamic year is about 355 days. English year is about 365. So 355 and 5 days, Allah gave us grace also. Bakri time, you ate too much meat, you couldn't make your zikr, you're running toilet all the time, you're having chest burns, if you didn't make your zikr, 5 days grace also. So 350 days a year, if you make 100 times, is 35,000. 2 years is 70,000. And if you make it 200 times a day, every year you got one quota. And then what is my advice? Then pass that one quota to your mother, to your father, any of your marhumin, your ustad, whoever, pass the one quota to them and note it down. Just like every year we make qurbani, don't just say, this year I'm making for my mother, for my auntie, my nana, my daddy, note it down. We think, now we remember. By next year again, now we're asking. Well, last year for who we made? And who have got more tawfiq, more Allah has given wealth, make for Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu 1 year. Next year for Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. If you can, for all four Sahaba separately. 1 year make for Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anhu. 1 year for Hazrat Umar radiallahu, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anhu. This will bring us so close to deen. And whom Allah has given, let us do it. And there is a whole separate subject, qurbani, make our own. But the cheap qurbani, which we so worried, Malawi people don't get meat to eat. And Mozambique people don't get qurbani, is not charity. Qurbani is a ibadat of its own. And those people don't need meat only now in Zulhijjah. They need meat the whole year. If you're so worried that they're not getting meat, the poor people in Malawi and in Mozambique and India and other places, every month send one animal at least. If you are really so worried that those people must eat, but your main thing which you don't realize, you want the cheap qurbani. To save money you want to. But your own qurbani, make it at home, there you want to send, make on behalf of everyone. Note it down. Our la ilaha illallah also, every year, make that first of Ramzan. I'm going to read, and that will help us to be paband regularly. Otherwise my 70,000 quota won't be complete. I only got grace of 5 days, not more than 5 days. So I have to complete my 70,000. Then may pass that sawab to our marhumin. It's so great. So this kalima, Allah has blessed me with that. Then this kalima, it comes in a hadith. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum emphasizes on this muraqabah, that a person who reads 100 times a day, La ilaha illallah, his face will shine like the 14th full moon on the day of Qiyamah. That is a hadith, Mishkat Sharif's riwayat. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum explains that the 14th full moon, the first of the month, when we look now, we're going to look for the moon for Eid, for Ramzan we look, you hardly can find it. Or it's a very thin crescent you see. But as the days go, then the light in that moon increases. The dark, the whole moon is there. But we only see the edge of it, that light. But the rest is dark. But as we go, darkness becomes less and light becomes more. Just like that, a person who reads 100 times every day, La ilaha illallah, Nurani amal are coming into his life. And black amal, gunas, are going out. This alone is enough for an islah of a person who makes zikr every day. Even just 100 times, La ilaha illallah, what does muraqabah? That now nur is coming into me. And darkness is going out. All now, I'm not pabund on namaz. Namaz is coming in my life. Guarding my eyes is coming. Humility is coming. All this good, nur is coming. As you are going, nur is coming. And that time will come, the 14th full moon, that all darkness, all your bad habits, your anger, your laziness for fajr, for other namazes, all these things will go out. But make zikr. We don't do the zikr, we expect the results. How can that be? And make the zikr properly. So the zikr is very, very, all great qualities. And the 14th full moon, it has been compared with the 14th full moon. The 14th, a person looks at it and enjoys it. Wherever you are, and the 14th full moon, if you are traveling, and you see the moon traveling with you also. If you are the ones who are traveling in India, it was a 3-night journey and 2-day journey from Delhi to Madras. And as we were traveling, it was 14th full night. We had window seats. How beautiful it was. And when you pass by some dam, river, and the moon's reflection in there, and the cool breeze that is blowing, how enjoyable. You will become like this if we make that zikr properly all the time. So that is another muraqabah. Then make this muraqabah also, that whenever you read La ilaha illallah one time, there is a sutoon, a pillar, column in front of the arsh of Allah, which starts shaking very violently. Allah says, stop, come, just settle down. It says, no, the reader of La ilaha illallah has not been forgiven. Allah says, go, I have forgiven him, you settle down here. So every La ilaha illallah of mine, it's causing, and that, if we make the salam, and on the farishtas, the niyat, all these things will be in front of us. That whole nizam, that column is moving violently. Allah is telling it to settle down. Allah is saying, I've forgiven that person. Now you settle down. These things will come in front of us. More than what we see in dunya's things, the life of akhirat will be coming in front of us. So, that one muraqabah. Then make this muraqabah. It comes in the hadith, La ilaha illallah is written on the doors of Jannat, outside Jannat. Whoever recites them will definitely enter Jannat. So that if I'm reading La ilaha illallah, I will enter Jannat. On the arsh of Allah, La ilaha illallah is written. Whoever recites it, Allah will save that person from Jahannam. You won't have to go via, you'll go straight to Jannat. So the zikr of mine that I'm making, and this 50, 100 times, hardly 10 minutes it will take. But what are we earning in the meantime? Investment is zero. And returns, you can't finish the returns. What? And all, yeah, in dunya, at home, safar, wherever you are, akhirat, at the time of mort, how the zikr will help people. In the qabr it comes, the greatest thing that saves a person from the azab of the qabr is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So the zikr like that. Then make a few other muraqabas. That La ilaha illallah. That nothing, nobody has got any power. Nobody can do anything. La ilaha. Negate everything. Negate yourself also. Negate your brain also. My brain also, I can't do anything. My money, my position, whatever. Nothing, nobody. Not only others, but even me, myself, I can't do anything. Not only that the dead can't do anything, like people who worship the dead. People who believe in their ancestors, and the ancestors control their life. Nothing, no ancestors control. No people in the grave, no living people also. Only Allah is that one. So you make that muraqabah also. Then you make this muraqabah also. That with La ilaha illallah, our shaykh makes a tarjuma of love of La ilaha illallah. Kaun hai mere uske siwa? La ilaha illa nahi koi ma'bud siwa Allah ke. One, the translation of love. That kaun hai mere uske siwa? Who is there for me besides Allah? Hey, if your wife comes to you and tells, I want a dress for Eid, my honey, my husband, my love, I can't go and ask your brother for it. I can't go and ask the neighbor for it. You my only one. I can't ask anyone. Your heart will melt. Even if you haven't got the money, you'll go borrow the money. If your child comes to you and tell you, Abba, Daddy, I need a pair of shoes. I can't go ask my chacha. How can I go? You, my daddy? There's nobody else for me. I only turn to you. Whatever I want, I only ask. So if you ask Allah like that, what won't Allah give you? And the greatest thing is not dunya's things. Those are the dirty box. They are nothing this dunya. Ask for Allah's muhabbat. Ask for Allah's dunu, closeness with Allah, ma'iyat of Allah, and sifat-e-ihsan. And these things, taraqqi in it all the time, that Allah increases us. So that a person asks that, who is there for me, O Allah, besides you? What la ilaha illallah, that la maqsooda illallah, that nothing is maqsood in my life. My shop is not my object, my house is not my object, my car, all material things. More than that, my namaz also is not my object. My deen also, my knowledge of deen also, my real object is you. All these things are to get to you. Deen also is not the final object in our life. And the real object is the zaat of Allah Ta'ala. Oh Allah, I want you. So la ilaha, nothing is the object in my life. It's only you, oh Allah. And then with la ilaha illallah, another very, very important muraqabah also, that every la ilaha, and we have said it so many times, but we see still people make loud zikr when at night. This morning again, we repeating it and repeating it. Now must we say in Urdu also, ke zor se zikr mat karo, khamoshi se. Yani, jaise ke hum sargoshi karte hai, aise, ye awaz ko mat barhao. Now which must we say in Afrikaans also, Gujarati also, Arabic also, all of must we explain. But it's not registering, still it's carrying on every day. So the zikr, softly also. And move the body, still that also. I was thinking few times last night and this morning to stop the zikr and tell all that how much we showed yesterday. That from the chest, but still the head is moving on its own. How much we are saying, but it's just not registering. The vast majority of us, very few, are doing our zikr correctly. This is when we are now in the training. We are under the machine of the mechanic or the doctor. And yet we don't want to now, we're not responding, we're not making it right. When we're going to be on our own, will we make zikr also? Allah knows best. And if we do, will we make it properly? So it must be from the waist. And from this side, la ilaha illallah. Though Allah has made the neck and your head moves quite easily and it moves, but don't move it when you're making the zikr. Keep it with the body. Let it move with the body. La ilaha illallah. So with every la ilaha, vacuum from your heart. All the dirt. La ilaha illallah. All generally. And what particular guna we find ourselves in. Not looking after the eyes. Try it really. Wallah, I say, Allah has given the solution, but we're not using it. Anger is in me. I've got pride in me. My namazes, I'm weak. I'm taking this out of my heart. My laziness in namaz, I'm throwing it away. And I'm putting in my heart, from now I'm going to be regular. This anger of mine, I'm taking it out and throwing it away. And now I'm putting calmness in my heart. To be humble, not to have pride. Do this. What does muraqabah do? 100 times you'll find very soon you are short. You are finished, exhausted your 100 and you haven't finished your muraqabah still. And you have to still do so much. That's when a person will look forward. Allahu Akbar. Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali was a person who did not believe in buzurgs and tasawwuf and khanqa. A very knowledgeable person. Mufassir-e-Quran. Allama-e-Mashriq. Jinka ghalghala macha hua tha pura mashrik mein. He said that wo people should go to Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah ali. He said wo kya chuhe ki tarah wo budde ke samne baithte, what they go and sit like hum, like many people. What people run in front of your shirt, take out your shoes, doing this, doing that. They haven't tasted of this stuff. They don't know what treasure you get from here. They haven't tasted the treasure, that's why. So they don't know. So he also was that type. But his one friend was, he knew he had great potential. He's a diamond. It only has to be shined. It has to be polished. And then it will. When he came to the first bayan of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah, he has the first bayan. Then automatically it came on his tongue. Khuda jaane kis andaaz se bayan kiya, phir shubhe batil paida na hua. Only Allah knows how, what a bayan. Though he was mufassir e Quran, but he used to say doubts of deen still were coming in him. But Maulana made such a way bayan, no more any doubts in the matters of deen. Shaitan couldn't interfere with him anymore. Then when he made zikr there in the Khanqah for the first time, you know, zikr, na'uzubillah, many great ulama think is a waste of time. What we sitting and making zikr? Make mutala, make bayan, that is more important. But when he sat and he made zikr, what came on his tongue? Naam lete hi nasha sacha gaya. That as I took the name of Allah, like I went into a trance. Like the people who drink there, who got their bottle and their glass, and now they are drinking, they like out of this world. What they know, what is enjoyment? When you start getting enjoyment in the name of Allah, then you see there is no enjoyment anywhere. So he says, Naam lete hi nasha sa cha cha gaya. Zikr mein taathir do re jam hai. In zikr is the effect, like the people who are drinking liquor and they pass the bottle around, they pass the glass around, that what they know, you person who sits one corner after asr in the masjid, the hajjud time, after fajr alone, go, our sheikh told me one time, sometimes go away into a park, into the jungle, and on your own there, make your namaz also there, and sit and make the zikr, in front of the sea sometimes. And then make zikr there, and then the enjoyment, Allah, Allah. Hadrat says, لَذَّتِ ذِكَرْ Allah, Allah, or kya athar aho fuga mein. What is the enjoyment of Allah, Allah? And what are the effects of crying to Allah Ta'ala? So when a person makes that zikr like that, then, so Allama Sayyid Sulaiman, he heard Quran Sharif, he himself was the mufassir of the Quran. So he says, aaj hi Quran mein maza paya. Only today, the real enjoyment of Quran, a mufassir of the Quran, Allama Sayyid Sulaiman, he says, today only I got the enjoyment of Quran. Jaise aaj hi Quran nazil hua. Hey, like as though the Quran was just revealed. Wallah, when the eyes of the heart are open, the ears of the heart are open, that ayat which we were reading our whole life, now we will feel only this first time I'm reading this ayat. What a message Allah is giving me in this ayat. What Allah has spoken in the surah. Quran Sharif's khazain will never come to an end. Laha ma'anin ka mawjil bahri fi madanin wa fawqa jawharihi fil husni wal qiyami. Allah Abu Sayyid, what is the Quran Sharif? So, and our Shaykh says, like garam garam tazi tazi jalebi, hot hot fresh jalebi, how tasty. What is that compared to Quran Sharif fresh fresh? And when Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali got up for tahajjud the first time in his life in the Khanqah, and he got enjoyment of tahajjud namaz and contact with Allah. So when morning fajr, they made fajr namaz. Then what did he say? Wada aane ka shab-e akhir mein hai. Subah hi se intizar-e sham hai. My date with my Allah is the last part of the night, 3-4 o'clock. From the morning already I'm waiting. When is tahajjud time coming again? When is tahajjud? And such a person doesn't need alarm clock to wake him up. Like a person who was out of job for 6 months, and now he's got an appointment that night he can't sleep. That he doesn't need alarm clock. Nobody has to wake him up. He makes sure he's there 1 hour before time. Just like that, once we get enjoyment of tahajjud, we won't need alarm clock, and people won't have to turn us upside down and sprinkle us. When you got love of tahajjud, you'll just be waiting, and you'll at enjoyment you'll get up to make your tahajjud. So with zikr, these things will come. So with la ilaha illallah, our own zikr that we do, these few muraqabas, there are more also, but these few at least. With Allah, when we making the zikr of the name, isme zaat Allah, then one muraqabah which our Shaykh Damat Barakatum has taught us, that ye tasawwur karo, make this muraqabah, ek zuban muh mein hai, aur ek zuban dil mein hai. One tongue is in the mouth, and there's one tongue in the heart. Aur ba yak waqt, dono se Allah nikal raha hai. When I'm saying Allah, not only from my mouth, make this from my heart also Allah. Dil jari ho jayega. The heart will start, your life, heart will become alive when you make this, when you make the zikr from the heart also. So as you are making, and no movement. What Allah, no movement. And don't turn your head down. Just keep your gazes on your heart. Allah, Allah. And pronounce it properly. Allah, 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 Allah. No. Well, the qaida of tajweed, why is that tafkheem in the name of Allah? Allah is so great. So Allah, 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 Allah. When we were still, I wasn't married, family told me they were going Durban, and those people were inclined towards bid'at. So another girl, her friend, so she took Sufi Sap's name, my wife. So she asked, you got wuzu? You're taking Sufi Sap's name without wuzu? Eh? So the respect they got. That is what my Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali says, don't just run down all these bidatis. They got a very high nisbat of Ishq-e Rasul, which we are very deficient in. Very deficient. They do wrong things, that is separate. But the nisbat of Ishq-e Rasul, that is a very great thing. So like this, when she said that, you can't take Sufi Sahab's name without wuzu. So Allah's name, you're just taking it carelessly. What, how much of respect and how much of feeling mustn't you take Allah's name? And with how much you take Allah's name with ishq and muhabbat, so much Allah will come into the heart. So Allah, and Allah is coming out from my heart also. And not rushing, Allah, 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 Allah. No, Allah, 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 Allah. That is one, that from my heart also Allah is coming out. Then make this muraqabah, which comes in the Quran Sharif, أُولَٰئِكَ كَتَبَ فِي قُلُوبِهُمُ الْإِيمَانِ. Those who make Allah zikr, and they focusing on their heart. From their heart Allah's name is coming out. Allah will write with the golden ink of Jannah. And with Allah's finger, Allah hasn't got fingers like us. Allah will write, أُولَٰئِكَ كَتَبَ فِي قُلُوبِهُمُ الْإِيمَانِ. Iman will be written in their heart. Hazrat says, one Hindu in Allahabad, Hazrat is from that area, he had heart problem, they x-rayed his heart, and in the x-ray, his murti, his idol, what he worshipped, it was in his heart. So much he concentrated on that, that it came. So Allah says that if we make zikr of Allah, Allah's name will be in our heart. If they take an x-ray, they'll see Allah's name is in that heart. Like that we must make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Then one other muraqabah after that of Allah, that as I'm saying, Allah, har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho, oh Allah, come in my heart, oh Allah, I love you, oh Allah, I'm dying without your love. This muraqabah, make it, oh Allah, you're the only one worthy of love, I love you, you're the greatest, please come in my heart. How won't Allah come in that heart? When you're begging Allah like that, then see one majlis of zikr, where it will take a person. May Allah let us, as I mentioned, and again I'm saying, when we go from here, make our zikr day. Those who will do it, who will study this kitab and the ash'ar in here, and who will come back next year again, they will see how they progress, and how much they are going ahead. Then you yourself will get the taste, it will be in your heart. You will get the enjoyment of Allah, of the closeness of Allah. Then you'll appreciate all this. But if it is just we're doing it khamakha, then that is asli khan ka wahi ye akhtar jiske dil se nikle, ah, the real khan ka is that from the heart, ah, how I wasted my life. I thought money is important. I thought women are important. I thought building houses are important. I thought going for holidays are important. Now I wasted my life. I didn't find my Allah. Now when you start getting Allah, the beginning stages, you'll be like a mad person in the love of Allah. And when you get soaked in the love of Allah, and a fish is never at ease if half of it is out of the water. Only in, when you are deep in the waters of the love of Allah, you only will know what great enjoyment. So zikr is very, very important, and we have to do it regularly. Do it individually also. Make it at home before going for fajr. If you get up for tahajjud, what better time? After finishing the last part of tahajjud, make zikr also. And then make tilawat of Quran, go for fajr. Have a zikr majlis with the friends in the masjid, 2-3 people, or even start alone, but make the zikr of Allah, and when this, and try and do it regularly. Those who will do it will automatically have to ask questions. They will be phoning, they will be writing, and those who won't do it, have shelved it away, they got no need to contact also. They don't have to, whole life also they don't need, whole year passes, they don't have to make any contact, because they don't need zikr in their life. Those who make zikr are going to pick up. Now, yeah, we are stuck here. Yeah, we are stuck. They will make contact. So may Allah Ta'ala bless us to make the zikr of Allah and make us amongst the zakirin. And do it as a treatment. Ibadat is good on its place. And the whole ummah makes little bit here and there dhikr as ibadat. But do it as a treatment for our islah. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. SubhanAllah.